On today's program, it's Alien versus Predator: Requiem. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cavan.
Eric Siska.
And we hate movies. Hello, everyone. Welcome to We Hate Movies. Thank you for tuning into our fine program, as always. Like we said up top, it's AVP: Requiem from the grand year of 2008, directed by the Brothers Strauss.
Oh, God.
Man, you see this credit come up?
Yeah.
The Brothers Strauss.
Yeah,
just died. Can we just put our names, please?
You know, the Coen brothers are the Coen brothers. Well, that's fine.
They're even opting for, like, Joel and Ethan Coen.
Yes.
You know
Yeah. But even, yeah, the Coen brothers is always like a thing that you might call them, like, outside of the film a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. Like, that's how they're spoken of. Like, but I would just.
But also, like, you'd be like, oh, I went over to the Coen brothers' house the other day. It was pretty nice. You would never be like, oh, I went to the Brothers Strauss house.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Are they writing fucking, like, fairy tales and shit?
Well, that's the thing. They would have. I visited the Brothers Strauss exactly. In the dark of the wood.
Like, listen, I went over to Colin and Greg's house, yes. Dude. There it is.
Colin and Greg Strauss.
Dude, a film by Colin and Greg's house.
I gotta tell you, man, playing poker with the Coens, I'd like that.
Oh.
I mean,
they'd take you for everything.
Yeah, I mean, there would be some black comedy in the middle sort of
a
thing.
A good Netflix show for them.
Oh, you'd meet Tim Blake Nelson.
Yeah. All right, I'm out.
Hey, Steven, do you want to hear about how I was going to play the leader? No, I don't. I mean, I'm sure he doesn't even talk like that. That's just.
I got to interview him one time at work, and he was actually a pretty sweet dude. That was also the night I offended Sam Waterston.
That's gonna happen.
It happens all the time.
You guys see the trailer for that new Brothers Coen movie?
Yeah,
it looks good. He looks good in it.
Yeah, they're all good.
Yeah, I don't know. It's getting poor feedback though.
Is it really?
I guess we'll see. Yeah.
Wow.
It was not well received at the Venice Film Festival. But I don't know. That means nothing.
How did Alien vs. Predator Requiem do at the Venice Film Festival?
It didn't play Venice, but it won the Palme d'Or at Cannes. I mean,
what? Robbed of the Golden Lion.
Exactly. For those unaware, this is the sequel to Alien vs. Predator, better known to some as AVP.
Right.
Which we did an episode on, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we did.
Somewhere
yes.
in this library of
100 years ago.
Podcast apps. Now, that movie is about predators and aliens stuck in a spaceship that's buried under a mining town in Antarctica?
In a pyramid?
Yeah. Oh, right, the pyramid. Oh,
they're in a pyramid scheme. It's the Predator. He dupes a bunch of aliens. Like, no, alien, you're going to get rich. All you got to do is kill these humans. And then
it's a timeshare in Antarctica. It's a hot new planet, Earth. Everyone's talking about it.
Oh, that's right, because I forgot we're
alien
told.
Brings all of his cousins.
They're like ancient aliens.
Yes.
I forgot about that. Yeah. That's great. This movie, I gotta tell you, it's way better.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Huge improvement.
I think it is as well. Some people disagree, and it's okay to disagree, but none of them are in the room. AVP Requiem.
Yes.
What the fuck does that title mean?
It's a song for the dead of the aliens versus the predators.
There aren't many songs in this.
No, I mean,
but there are a lot of dead.
There are a lot of dead.
There is, I will say the one thing, they must have like crammed that graveyard scene, and like we called it Requiem, we gotta have at least a graveyard.
That's kind of my favorite scene.
It's a graveyard smash.
It was a graveyard smash for me, man. I was like, this is a smashing success of a scene.
Could we get anyone in this movie? Like, let's just get anyone.
Listen, when your biggest actor is Stephen Pasquale, who's a huge theater guy, but like reached as far as Rescue Me, and then he had a failed TV show after Rescue Me that was on NBC, the name of which escapes me, but the basic concept was he was a doctor, but he was a medical doctor, but it was also a Jekyll and Hyde situation.
Really?
Yep.
You could like put him in a like as a muscle head with Schwarzenegger and Sabotage. You could give him those roles.
Get me fucking Bruce Campbell would be something. Mm. Maybe even a Jeff Fahey. I'll take a Jeff Fahey.
This was 2008. Jeff Fahey, I believe, was yet to appear as Captain Frank Lupitas on Lost.
For some reason, I was like, Roddy Piper would have been great.
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh my God, yes.
That would have been awesome.
Get the Hulkster even at that point.
Let's not get nuts.
Had he been ruined at that point?
He's too
much. No, he hadn't, but.
He's like a kid. He
should have had all that xenomorph.
I would like it if he ate the fucking alien.
Hey, brother, if you cut around all the poison sacks, them xenomorphs ain't bad.
Hey, Hulk, you know their blood is, you know what?
Yeah, I said cut around the poison sack, brother. You got to clean the shit out of your ears. Yeah,
coming acid.
Only love, brother. HH.
See, the reason, Chris, that the Hulkster would be a bad choice is he's become such a parody of himself.
Hey, if I could star in AVP Requiem, I can still use the N-word on set, right, brother? Is that okay?
Even get, like, John Leguizamo, like, literally someone that
Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke would have been great. Right? The skeleton of Mickey Rourke. Well, it was, like, 2007. That was, like, his... He was like, when was king
the,
shit?
When was The Wrestler?
Probably like around
2008.
Yeah, so it was right about to happen.
Do you think he was weighing the screenplays and he's like, well, in one movie, man, I could fight fucking aliens and predators. In the other movie, I could be a wrestler.
Oh, I'm playing 40 in this one, huh? Well, I don't know. Darren has been asking me.
But I think we have pinpointed that these movies and all the Predator movies, they need beefcakes. I need to see a human beefcake.
Yep.
Yes. You know, we had Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jesse Ventura, a bunch of beefcakes in that first movie.
Bill Duke, he's a beefcake in that first movie.
Second movie, we get Gary Busey, Bill
Danny
Paxton.
Danny Glover in those tight fucking khakis.
Beefcake.
Danny Glover's the beefcake. The other two gentlemen, Busey and Paxton, are like the lean meat. You want a little bit of that.
Busey's like the psychological beefcake. Like, he's really, like, he's got a lot of...
Yeah, guess what? That's the first and last time anyone's going to say that about me.
Yeah, when they checked me into the asylum, they put on the rubber stamp there that said psychological beefcake. It's code word.
That is... you know what? That's it. Like, I mean, and I hope he never dies. But when I want one eulogy of Gary Busey to say psychological beef. Gary Busey was a psychological beefcake who starred in the Buddy Holly story.
I'm with Busey on Comedy Central.
Oh God!
One of our patients is a psychological beefcake. Try to guess which one. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
But yeah, you are.
Is it that one?
the last AVP film. Didn't really have anything either in terms of the beef department.
It had even less. There was even less beef.
Sanaa Lathan was the big
one. Correct. We should say that the reason we're doing this, also we're skipping Predators, which I feel like I'll never see. I saw some of it on cable.
I've never seen it. It's better than this.
It's like we're on an alien planet and Lawrence Fishburne's there, so there's something.
Yeah. We're on an alien planet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Adrian Brody as well. Yeah, I saw it.
Topher Grace.
I can't tell you a thing about it. I think I greened out on that one.
Well, sure.
Oh, I've been there.
I think I might have been with you.
We're doing
yes,
this.
I think so. Fucking tag team that movie.
You guys greened out to everything. The Predator came out last Friday. And I gotta say, man, the Predator titles have been fucked up. It's Predator 1, Predator 2, then you get Predators.
Oh,
now
God.
We're doing the You're Predator. Because now if I go up to my buddy Andrew,
you know
I'm like, yo, Andrew, you want to put on Predator? And he's like, what are you talking about?
My head would explode.
I wouldn't even know where to begin.
We already struck down this legislation.
Predator 3, Predator 4.
Steve's right in this instance, though, because this is fucking bullshit, all these titles. And I got to tell
colons.
You another thing.
I want a colon and a subtitle, if that's the case.
You want a colon?
Bare minimum.
Bend over and I'll show you.
I haven't seen it yet. I know it's out already. But I did, in light of hearing some piss-poor responses, skipped it at the Toronto Film Festival.
I'll probably get to it at some point.
I'll see it.
I'm still excited to see it. We're recording this right before it comes out, for full transparency in our government here on We Hate Movies. So I will see it, but It sounds like it's going to be bad.
I mean, the controversy is clearly weird and hard to look past. But I still really want to see it.
Well, you wanted to see Predator? I couldn't hear you. Did you say the Predator or Predator? Or did you cut off? Did you say Predators by accident? I don't know because I'm a fucking idiot.
Steve wants to get numbers into movie titles. You just got to go by the years, dude.
I'm saying Predator 87 or whatever. Yeah. Nonsense. Yeah.
I can't figure out why this Robert Rodriguez movie is back in theaters.
Exactly.
Hold on a second. Wait, Rodriguez? Predators was Nimrod Atal.
But yeah. Rodriguez produced it.
Yes. He did.
And because it's Nimrod Atal or whatever, don't worry about it. Everybody was talking about Robert Rodriguez's Predators. Yes. Don't even fucking worry about it.
But I just want to bring up the fact that Steve complained about the idea. I'm still hammering Steve.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Sure.
You said you complained about saying Predator 87, yet you say Batman 89 to me 10 times a day.
Yes, that's fair. But that's...
just saying.
That's fair. All right, Senator. All right, Senator.
Would that be Batman 1, or does the Adam West film count as...
Oh, great question.
The Adam West film counts for nothing and fuck all at the same time.
Bring the legislation back to your committee. Come back another day.
Just saying... There's some old man that, well, Mother, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie's back in theaters. I saw it. The Predator. That's the one.
I think your whole thing has to go back to formula.
By the way, I think we should also mention...
the movie?
Well, yeah, to get back to this film for a second, we are talking about the uncut version.
Oh, right.
Yes, that's right.
I'm guessing for violence and not for brilliant fucking dialogue.
So this movie picks up right where the last one ended, which is...
Right at the last shot. The very last shot.
Is a which we're calling the Predalien.
Which what? We could all kill ourselves now.
Is that on the... Is that in the...
That's how they refer to it in the trivia.
Yes. Oh, it's like the Predalien.
I read about that. Yeah. So it's the chest burster comes out of a predator's body at the opening of the film. It was, I guess, the titular predator of... The last AVP?
It was Scar, actually.
Oh, please stop. I can't. I cannot suffer another movie of naming predators.
I'll tell you, I know what the name of this predator, and it's so annoying. I can't wait to tell you.
But wait, which one? The Predalien?
No, the one, the protagonist of this film.
Oh. Also, by the way, why is it Predalien? Why couldn't it be like Xenotaur?
Xenotaur sounds cool. Good. Xenotaur
I'm a Xenotaur.
That sounds like he's got a horse legs.
Or he's a Xenator. He represents the 31st Predator District.
But that makes me like, why? So you're telling me that throughout all of Aliens history, I've been seeing what would be a Xenomorph mixed with a human.
Yes.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But can they lay an egg in a deer? Can I see like
Didn't that happen in Xenomorph? In 3, isn't there a dog predator? Or like some sort of a bull?
I don't remember.
Dog predator?
Maybe I made. Or dog alien, I should say.
In the third Alien?
Yeah.
Alien no.
No, okay, I made that
no,
up.
No, there isn't.
But doesn't sure? something happen in this I'm movie where there's an alien situation? Because there's a dog that fucking...
Yeah, but...
Oh, wait, you're right.
Yeah, see, thank you, Chris.
In the Fincher movie?
In the Fincher movie, there's a dog rips apart.
And then there's like it's a different kind of alien, like, yeah, right? Like, because it's the idea
but
of the alien
it essentially world. Acts like any other alien.
Yeah, so, well, so does the Predalien actually, as well.
This movie's way smarter than I thought.
The Predalien, I mean, like literally, it's just an alien with those chompers a little bit.
It's pretty much the same thing. It's got better posture than a Xenomorph.
It does.
And that's
it probably does better with technology if it had the chance.
It looks like a bobblehead though.
Yes.
It's got a humongous fucking head.
That melon does not meet the rest of the body specifications. You're totally right, Kevin.
Wait, Chris is miming. You know what? No one can see it.
I wish you could see this.
Chris is miming a large-headed Predalien not being able to hold its own head weight, which is pretty delightful.
And accurate, I must say.
I think I was kind of surprised it didn't happen.
Here's the thing, though.
There's two subservient aliens that needed poles to help this fucker walk around.
Here's the thing. As much as I'm a guy, and everybody at home knows this, I am a stickler for practical FX whenever possible.
He was the man that was a stickler for practical FX.
But here's the problem in this movie. A lot of these xenomorphs, and I guess the Predalien included here, they are clearly too much just people in suits.
Oh, sure.
Running around. Like, when you get these xenomorphs that are running around on two legs like they are, and there's not much, like... mystery, like you're literally seeing the whole thing.
Yes, that's
Listen, it looks like a good and expensive, but nevertheless, Halloween costume.
The two original Alien movies, you barely saw either. Like,
totally.
Alien and Aliens, it's always quick shots. You see the arms. You're like, oh my God, what are the dimensions of this thing?
Kind of makes it scarier, doesn't
kind
it?
Kind of does make it scarier. So this thing bursts out. And it, like, there's a doctor, there's a predator doctor, predoctor, I guess we'd call him.
I'm Dr. Predator.
There's a lot of standing desks in this thing. I'm kind of surprised.
Well, how are you surprised? Look at these dudes. These dudes are jacked. They are not a sedentary people, Chris.
Look at their calf muscles.
I guess. So.
And
that standing desk, dude.
Look at their complete lack of hemorrhoids.
That's a good point
for these guys.
So, he's doing like an autopsy and something else, and he gets attacked by the predator.
He is doing technically an alien autopsy.
But I guess, you know, if we're dissecting, like, your local coroner, I guess, is doing alien autopsies all the time because we are aliens to other beings. Wow. You ever think of that, dude?
Oh, no.
Speaking of greening out.
Yeah, really?
Not to get all Neil deGrasse Tyson right now. But.
Dude, you are one toke over the line. Sweet Mary with that comment.
It's true.
No, I mean, you're right.
We live on space, planet Earth.
We're just stardust, man.
That's right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The weird thing is...
Star exploded. It scattered across the universe. Eventually, life started to form. And eventually, Chris, on a little blue dot called Earth, they made AVP Requiem.
Can I get back?
All of human history got I like the Tree of Life version of the behind the scenes of Alien versus Predator Requiem.
Dot dinosaurs. Alien versus Predator Requiem.
Oh, dude, a fucking xenomorph inside of a dinosaur. You get a dino xenomorph.
That is something.
That is exactly something.
Wow, that would be terrible. Can you imagine just a Brachiosaurus and then just a fucking chest burst out of this?
Wouldn't they be a dinosaur be able to eat a fucking face hugger? True. Yeah. Like, it couldn't get around it.
Some of those dinosaurs were stupid.
Yeah, like maybe a raptor.
You just literally picked the smartest known dinosaur to say the dumb dinosaur was the raptor.
With this acid spitting one, I forget its
Dilophosaurus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Maybe. Wait a second.
There you go.
The xenomorphs come from? Are they from dinosaurs?
Or maybe Michael Crichton made it up. I don't know.
Maybe what happened was dinosaurs coexist. Only life exists on Earth.
Gotcha.
Keep going, Malik.
Dinosaurs happened. Jesus hung around. It was pretty cool. And then the Dilophosaurus guys were like, we're getting out of here. This Jesus guy is talking too much. And then they fly to space, the moon. And then they interbreed and eventually evolve into xenomorphs. And then they come back the night he came back.
Wow. You know what? All of this is coming together flawlessly.
So, like, it's no other life in the galaxy except for Earth. And the predators were some other people,
too. Andrew, I'm going to start driving. Yeah, keep talking. That's cool, man.
The predators of
life. No, man, I don't have any money, dude.
The missing link and the Sasquatch. No, where you do that, I should start talking further away. And they evolved from the predator and the Sasquatch.
Sorry, dude. I don't have anything. I'm cool.
Come back.
Call the police. Call the police now.
So,
okay.
Eric told me to tell you he's just going to email the rest to you.
Well, that's fine.
All right. For the purposes of this podcast and conversation going further, I will believe in outer space and aliens and all that.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Steve Zadak.
So this predalien makes short work of all these predators. We do see some predalien vision, which I guess lets you know that it is kind of half and half. Because it is like that thermally vision sort of a thing.
I still don't know what this fucking thing looks like.
Yeah.
I can remember what the predator looks like. I can remember what I don't remember.
The
predalien? It's just a blob thing.
You know what it kind of looks like? A muscular, sweatier version of Sweetums from the Muppets. That's what the predalien looks like.
Yeah, kind of a little bit.
That's a lot of dreadlocks gymnastics I have to do.
He does. And here was the other thing. I thought that those dreadlocks were tied into the helmet situation, just like the Predator vision.
No.
I was totally misremembering the whole thing.
And so he makes short work of everybody. Some there's a, the ship is going down now, down to Earth.
Which this movie, just like that first one, starts with the Predator ship breaking down.
And he calls like AAA or something instead of like, dude, you're fucking do your self-destruct thing, dude. That's what you're famous for.
Exactly, which we don't get a single time in this movie.
We know we get it a little later.
Do we?
Yeah.
It does go off?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't think this was a calling AAA. I thought there was a dude monitoring that was like, uh-oh, we got a breakdown. Because we get, in the first 5 minutes of this movie, a glimpse, just a sneak peek at the Predator home world.
Oh, it's my God.
Quite unimpressive.
I just love, like,
yeah.
I just love, like, the way that they paint this Predator as, like, this old timer coming back to the game.
He's coming out of retirement. Like, that's exactly what's
like,
happening.
It's like,
one last job. Lord help me. I'm back on my bullshit.
I think it's a Predator who's sitting around listening to a police scanner.
You're right. You're right.
And he's just like, oh, no. The Galaxy 7 went down. I guess I'm back in the game.
If you couldn't tell, but if you like when he gets up to get his gear, he walks past a coffee table and is all in Predator language, like first notice, second notice, third notice. Like, you know, he's on hard times.
All the fucking photos of Nancy Predator, little Genie Predator.
Dude, like, he checks his answering machine before he leaves, and it's a message from, like, a fucking funeral home that's also talking about bills because those two, the wife and son are definitely dead.
Or the Predator divorce lawyer.
Oh, shit.
Oh, from the second wife.
You piece of shit!
Oh, yeah, dude, exactly.
We do not get much of the Predator homeworld. It's just like a boxy planet.
I want to know what's going on. Like, do they have a Best Buy?
The weird thing with this Predator specifically, like, he is the protagonist of the film. By the way, his name is Wolf. But
that's
how
stupid.
Do you know that? It's on the IMDb.
I know it from Wikipedia as well.
Also, but that's what's annoying. Like, those aren't real. Where are these people getting these from?
I'm going on record. It doesn't have a Best Buy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Circuit City only?
Oh, man.
A media play.
All right, listen. We've had a nobody beats the Wiz for 10 centuries, and that's the way it's going to stay.
You know, I do think they would believe in physical media.
The Predators? Oh, absolutely. Oh, for sure. Yeah, you're absolutely
right
with
really
that.
Yeah. Like, they're not like streaming dudes.
Yeah, it's a little more analog. Everything's got like, the cool little, you know. Yeah.
Look, I don't care how good your internet connection is. You're not getting the resolution that I am. This shit is true 4K.
I'm putting in my this triangle-shaped disc, and it's going to play this crazy pornography.
And then some Predator pornography. Yes. Oh, God.
You know it happens. You know it happens.
Oh, my God.
So this ship crashes in the good old United States of America.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Whole planet. What are the odds?
Actually Canada, but yeah.
Oh, it's Canada?
No, that's where they film it.
Yeah. Oh, well. The film is set.
Set in Colorado.
In the USA.
Gunnarsson, Colorado.
Oh, shit. Gunnarsson.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck. Not messing around also, in the town of Gunnarsson.
That's another Dolph Lundgren character.
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren.
He would be amazing
there
in this fucking movie.
That's who you could afford for this. Fuck. You could afford Brian Thompson as
you
well.
You know what, dude?
Well, yeah, that's true.
Van Damme would do it. He was supposed to be in that first movie.
Yes.
He's desperate enough, dude. He's on like Universal Soldier 90.
These aliens and these predators, I'll get them both.
Yeah.
I'll split and punch them both in the balls the same time.
See, he talks less and less as the movies go on. So I feel like he's keeping quiet during most of it. He'd be a Dallas, yeah.
That'd be awesome because it's like you're just waiting for Van Damme to do something and he's not saying shit the whole movie. And then at the end, he just freaks out and starts killing these guys.
I love it. But yeah, they crash. There's a father and a son who are hunting.
I love it.
I first saw this movie last night for the first time. And I was like, oh, I always heard like good things from it. I believe everyone in this room was like, oh, it's a cool movie. And then this kid gets a face hugger, and I'm like,
oh, it's this
kind of movie.
Yes. Which is why I think we rate it higher than anything else. Not that anything else above the last movie is, because this movie goes for child death.
Absolutely. In like the first 15 minutes, this kid's getting fucked over.
Excessive child danger at every corner. Yeah.
So you put this on, you see that face hugger get dear old dad, and you're thinking, oh my God, now I'm going to see this kid grow up, and it's going to be his revenge story.
Oh, shit, yeah.
But there's, it wasn't.
There was,
no. He's dead. No, he's dead.
He's dead, dead, and there's aliens in his belly.
There was a, what do you call it there? Like, the dad's arm gets melted off. I think some acid happens.
Yes, he gets a little bit of like drippage going
on. Oh, because he shoots the face hugger. He's like, oh, not in my house, motherfucker. Stay on my ground. And his arm melts off.
That's right. New chance.
Those will be my last words.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he's a guy I'd love to see get throat fucked by an alien. Yeah,
that would be wonderful.
Fucking cat scratch fever my ass.
Look what if that. This kid, by the way, bringing another... What if this is John Connor? Who knows?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Jesus.
I think AVP, that whole thing, it's a natural... Just marry it to the Terminator. So that
why
like,
not?
Well, you were already marrying it to Jurassic Park a little while
exactly.
ago.
Exactly. So, you know, like the government sees Dutch and they're like, my God, that man is just, that's Beefcake Arnold, right? Mm-hmm. So they make him into robots to fight.
He's a muscle
aliens.
Beefcake, oh, not that's a psychological beefcake.
Well, yeah, if the Terminator, like the model of the Terminator was based off of Dutch.
Yes.
That's pretty great. Oh, man. That's fucking killer.
I like that idea.
We're like, we're still getting the kinks out of it. You know, Dutch always used to say, I need a vacation. Now the fucking Terminator's saying it doesn't make sense.
There's the like computer. The T-900 that we've never seen, which is actually Carl Weathers, that's excellent.
Oh, yeah, it would
That'd
be.
That'd be amazing.
We kind of get introduced to the protagonist, who's Stephen Pasquale, who comes back from prison.
He just did 3 years hard time, we're told.
For something.
Yeah, you don't even know. It? You never find out, but the sheriff does. Like, you got a lot of guts coming back here after that stunt you pulled.
I think he burned down an orphanage.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's 3 years. How bad could it have been, is my question.
Well, that's
but everyone treats it like
murder.
It's the worst.
That's at least murder, right? I mean, three...
3 years, white guy? Clean, yeah, that clean, sounds like murder.
Yeah, exactly. Clean cut, white kid like that. I mean, you can get out in a year, probably.
Yeah, that's true. Good behavior.
Maybe triple homicide.
Manslaughter, maybe. They probably you know, got it down a little bit.
A little car stuff, you're
yeah,
thinking?
Probably. Whoopsie doodle, I drank the whole bottle deal.
Right. Oh, a sick Dewey. Which turned into something much more.
So John Ortiz is the sheriff, and that they used to be running buddies. I guess is the idea. Like they were.
Is he supposed to be an ex-cop?
No, I think they were just buddies back in the old days. And he's like, oh man, I can't believe you're a cop. He's like, yeah, a lot of people can't either, kind of a thing.
Oh, I see. Now, where do I know John Ortiz from most famously?
He's an American Gangster. He's in Miami Vice. He's really in big in that.
I guess it must have been Miami Vice. I haven't seen American Gangster.
He's in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, he's just in a ton of stuff. I mean, and... you know, but he's trying to reacclimate him into the society. It's a tapestry that we get to see the whole town here.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, like this shit should start with like an opening musical number, just telling us all about this town.
Exactly, that's
a beautiful Gunsville, look. Gunsville. It's a hell of a town.
The liquor store's up and the meth lab is down.
Yes, exactly.
There's got to be nothing to do there.
We cut to a pizzeria. We meet David Hornsby of Always Sunny fame.
Oh, Rickety right. Cricket, who's like the manager of this like Pizza Hut type
it's like
place.
A Papa John's. Oh, well, we do get a Papa John's sign later in
we
the
do.
Film.
We do.
Oh, I don't think they work at Papa John's, but Papa John's exists in this town.
That's interesting. So we have the Papa John's sign, but these fuckers work for like Pizza to Go. Or
yeah, later
like
when
that.
The xenomorph crawls out of the sewer and he's in pursuit by Wolf Mr. Predator, there is a giant Papa John's sign.
Yes.
Wow. I missed it. I think I have my filter on my TV where it gets all Papa John's shit off my screen.
No,
oh,
I'm
man,
not.
Does that count for Peyton Manning, too? I would pay so much money never to see Peyton Manning again.
I really want
again.
Him to die.
That's what's weird is when you put this Papa John's filter on, it's just Peyton Manning talking to himself.
Dee doodle dee dee.
Where'd everybody go?
Insurance pizza. Oh, do you think he gave him the idea?
Parm is my best friend.
What?
Someone was watching.
Aliens are killing me.
Someone at Domino's was watching all nonstop Peyton Manning commercials because that's what television is in the United States. If you don't know, if you live outside of these continental United States, and they saw his insurance commercials, right? Doesn't he do like Nationwide?
Yeah.
And then they saw right after that the pizza commercials. Ha ha. Pizza insurance.
Oh, I see.
Oh, right? That's
the
how they came up
effect.
With it. Interesting.
A lawsuit is coming at you. You're looping all kinds of things tonight.
Predator cut off my arm.
Oh no. My arm.
Alien versus Predator versus Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
What? All right, boys, you're in store for a little bit of the rocket. So
is this a super laser pointer you got on me here?
Three laser pointers? Wow. He must be rich.
I don't remember. Was Brett Favre cut or uncut?
What?
Wasn't he famous for sending a...
Oh, dick pic, yeah. Yes.
I don't remember.
I never saw the dick, though. Did they release the dick?
Oh, I'm sure someone's got it somewhere.
Oh, I don't know, yeah.
You can pause those Wrangler jeans commercials. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, you can see that bulge in those Wranglers.
And when Tony Romo's taking off his Skechers, maybe I could make out the outline of his dick, too.
Is Tony Romo doing Skechers commercials? Yes. Is he really?
Yeah, it's that
bad. You should just do this with all men in all commercials from now on.
I do.
Eric Siska's cut or not?
I treat men as objects.
Eric Siska saw my dick.
Sorry, these pants a little too tight.
Hey, Papa, you got any baggier jeans for me, man? I can't do the commercial with my dick outline as it is.
Mr. Papa John, could you sling a peach into my mouth? I'm sad.
Oh, man.
We're at this pizzeria, finally. And like, you right. know, Ricky DeCurry is the uptight manager. He takes this kid who happens to be Steven Pasquale's brother to tell him to go deliver a pizza. And that's kind of what's happening.
And so it's this dude, Ricky, I believe is the character's name. And this guy is like, oh, man, I can't go to that house. And Rickety Cricket's like, you are a pizza delivery driver. Let's move on with the scene. Mm. And we find out, of course, it's like some babe.
What are they doing? It's the middle of the afternoon. They're just sitting around eating a pizza?
Well, they just smoked a ton of weed.
I think you're both right.
They're smoking weed while coming up with a killer idea for a podcast. Because that's the weird thing, though, is like when we get into this house... What's her name? Becky?
Jessie, I think her name is.
She's like, oh, hey, Ricky, come on in. And there's four other people like in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all just sitting there literally doing nothing. Like, there's no television on. There's no underage
yes, exactly.
drinking. It's just like five teenagers sitting in a dining room like... Just staring at each other.
When do you think the pizza's going to get here? That'll be something.
Can't start recording until we get the pizza. That's for sure.
Guys, it's a podcast about pizzas. We can't start recording until the pizza gets here.
So Jesse has this boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And like this whole crew of like idiots. And you know what? One thing the 80s always got right was the boyfriend, the asshole boyfriend, was always a beefcake.
Yeah.
Right.
This guy.
He's a little twerp.
He's fucking like a pudgy little, like, ew.
Dale?
Dale.
He's semi pudgy. He's got like the shaggy hair. But this is, like, you got to remember, we're not in Reagan's America. This is George W. Bush's America.
I know.
Where
built him smaller back then.
Oh, God. The masculinity of the Bush era. Ooh,
started. A little rough.
So she's like, hey, man. Come in here, I'll pay you for the pizza. And like, we have this terrible fucking kitchen island and brown everything. It's a real 2007 house. And they sit down and she's like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Don't mind about those guys. Those guys are jerks. And he's like, yeah, I know. And they have like a romantic, my favorite part of the scene, they just have a romantic scene. Like, you know, they're going to get together. He leaves and they close up on this woman's face it's like for a little while to show that she's like, thinking about whether or not she wants to be romantically involved with this guy.
Yeah.
It lasts 40 seconds and she's got nothing going on. It's just like her eyes are like looking at the guy holding the light, looking at the guy above the camera, looking at the director.
Yeah, she's
not
great.
Cut. No, she's not great.
She's not great.
We can't get out of the scene without one of those brohemes in the living room making a sausage lover's joke.
Oh, nice.
Making jokes about Ding Dong.
It's
dongs.
A hero. It's the hero of the movie.
Oh, it's Ricky?
Ricky is making the sausage lover's joke.
Because Dale.
What's his name? Chubby Dale.
Dale, yeah. Dale.
Chubby Dale.
Oh, you must want Chubby Dale, man. I'm just Dale. I mean, look
pardon.
At me. I am just Dale.
Yeah. What is it? The pizza delivery boy, Ricky? Is that the name?
Yeah, Ricky.
He says, like, oh, well, at least I now know who ordered the sausage lovers.
Oh, wow.
Hey, that's not fair.
Sausage lovers pizza is not really a thing, right? There's meat lovers. If you put sausage lovers on a menu and it was pepperoni, sausage, maybe some other weird sausage in there, I would
chorizo.
I think Robert, because... But any... I love sausage is what I'm saying, is well, I want so much sausage on a pizza.
I think the thing is, meat lovers is a thing that's like copywritten by Pizza Hut.
Oh, I
really?
See.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut is the pizza chain that has the meat lovers pizza.
You gotta
a registered trademark.
We gotta
just get like, well, then use something like meat adorer or something.
Meat adorer.
Yeah, I'll have one meat adorer. What did you say? The meat adorer. Could you say that again? I would like a large meat adorer.
We don't sell meteors here.
You know what, Jeff? I shouldn't have let you name the fucking menu at the pizzeria.
It's a matador for meat.
We gotta overturn all these trademarks because it's got to be like Buster Keaton short films or something. Like they're just public domain now. Fucking meat lovers is public domain. Everyone loves meat. There's meat on many. There's toppings.
I could
and
be a meat lover and I don't even need pizza for that. I don't even need that.
Like you get like a plate of chicken wings in front of me. Technically, at that moment, I'm a meat lover.
Sure, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So
whatever, this kid gets fucking punched in the stomach and then kicked a bunch of times.
And then they throw his keys in the sewer.
Oh, dude, the fucking clown is down there. Go get your keys, Georgie. Don't make fun of my fucking pizza selection ever again.
We actually do get people living in the sewers in this movie. And I
Pennywise lives down there.
Sorry, I will stop doing that eventually.
Don't, never stop.
The scary clown showed my dead dad.
You'll float down there, Peyton.
The xenomorphs do show up, and they burst out of those hunter and the...
Yeah, they burst out of the hunter. They turn into the we do see the kid get actually the chest burster as well.
We certainly do. And I was like, man, Christmas come early.
And then they attack people that live in the sewer.
Yes.
Because remember, this takes place in the United States, and we don't take care of anyone.
No, we love it. Listen, how else are we going to produce chuds, dude? You need people living in the sewers.
Yeah. I think this is a perfect place. Speaking of pizza, you got pizza already in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the sewer.
Yep.
Let's bring in the Ninja Turtles. You know why?
Thank you.
You know what would be great about the Ninja Turtles? You. They could speak and enunciate what their goals are, because I have no idea what this predator is doing in this movie.
No idea. No clue. Well, his whole thing is like he's gonna hunt down
the guys who killed his
family. The two that got away.
It's like that
right?
fucking Jennifer Garner movie.
I'm sorry, he's too subtle for you, Steve. His performance is more gestural.
But the Ninja Turtles, I can root for the Ninja Turtles.
Crank can give him a jump start on his fucking ship from the Technodrome. You know,
sure.
Get those jumper cables out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're eating pizza. We're karate kicking things. It's all there.
All of this would be great because you think about this when we have a lot of versusing going on.
Yes.
Like what the fight scenes in this movie are weird because it's just two things going like rah, rah.
Exactly.
Well, both the Predator and the aliens would slaughter the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and eat Splinter.
I don't know. I mean, like, Leonardo's got... Like, I feel like they would go all out. Like, it would be like...
Donatello does machines, dude. I mean, he might fucking figure something out.
Oh, no, this acid is burning through my throat!
Like, actual turtle soup is what's going to happen, I think. Wow.
Do you think Shredder would, like, join up with the Xenomorphs or something?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Don, do you think that's an isosceles triangle or an equal...
That'd be awesome.
Shredder, I figured out how to communicate with the Xenomorphs. They are also from Dimension X.
Right? Makes sense. That's why they're Xenomorphs.
It does.
I just feel like with every... someone in this crossover thinking they're in good with the Xenomorphs and the Predators is like that line in Jason X where that professor is like,
exactly.
It's okay, he just wants his machete back. And then like the Xenomorph is like, acid.
No, Shredder, stand down. Look, the flash cards are working. Oh, wait, no, they're not working.
The the Predator does come down to investigate this crime. I think, because I don't know, is he a cop? Is he
I think he's out of retirement.
Okay.
Yeah. He's Clint Eastwood Predator.
Yeah, I guess he just wants to contain the aliens.
Well, I think the deal is, like, it's a whole, at the beginning, that whole Predator ship is wiped out.
Yes.
So I think maybe it's a thing where maybe he used to be a crew member there. Maybe he's like Gary Sinise in Apollo 13. And he didn't get to go on the mission because they thought he had fucking whatever. That's fucking exactly chicken pox or some shit.
If they don't get a break, I don't get a break.
Exactly, dude. Now he's the only one that can go rescue them.
I watched that a couple weeks ago. By the way, excellent hangover movie. Apollo 13.
Oh yeah.
It's like 4 hours on fucking TNT. And you're not going anywhere. And it's a big bite. So he's investigating. Right. And he is doing this weird thing. And I don't know what this is. He has these blue vials of like acid or whatever.
This is new to the Predator tech.
That erase. He's like tampering with evidence, I guess.
Dude, you got to call Mr. Wolf, man. He's going to totally erase the whole scene. Just clean it right up.
I don't know. It's like
it is insane.
It's like something.
It's like Mark Furman Predator, man. I stole Eric's joke, but he wasn't going to make it.
Oh, yeah. No. I was spacing out for a second.
That's the Predator's okay. Just like throwing gloves all over the ground.
Yeah, like...
Oh, this alien had drugs on him. Yeah, that hunter and the kid wasn't killed by an alien. No, it was a professional athlete. Yes, I am a racist, but I'm also a good Predator cop. But I'm racist against white people because I'm setting up Peyton Manning right now because it's AVP VP.
Hey, dude, AVP MVP.
I AVP was miles MVP. Away from there. That's his alibi.
I was on a flight to Chicago.
Oh, no.
My brother had a movie night.
So, yeah, I mean, but, like, yeah, he's erasing evidence, and I don't know why. Like, is he...
Well,
like
there's not going to be any investigation.
Is he, like, a man in black? Like, is it the idea? Oh, we're trying to keep it away from, like,
I think
the humans?
It's like the prime directive. He's like,
we can't fuck with the humans because, you know, they're not ready to know this shit, so let's just get rid of the evidence here, sweep it under the rug, and we're good.
I need, you know what? Like, we're on the Predator planet. He gets this call. He needs to go to the High Council of Predators, and, like, there's subtitles. It's 5 minutes of subtitles.
Yep.
It's stupid as hell, but at least I can see what's going on.
And how about this? He is explicitly told by the Predator High Council he is not to go to Earth and try to fix this.
Yes.
And then this Predator, he fucking steals a spacecraft.
Yes.
Right? And all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait a second. Hey, who authorized opening Cargo Bay 7? And the dude fucking drives it through the door. Yep.
Put sunglasses down.
Don't worry about it.
It would
consider this
awesome.
My resignation.
Yes.
Yeah, totally. Oh, shit.
Highway to the danger zone.
Yes.
That Predator is not authorized for a flyby. What?
Here's the thing. Exactly. If this movie...
That Predator's writing checks his body armor can't cash.
If this movie just had the guts to just be a little fun and have a little bit of a sense of humor...
Yes.
You could have shit like that. And listen, here's the thing. Everybody would eat that up.
Mm-hmm.
If a Predator drove through a fucking cargo bay door stealing a spaceship while Danger Zone played, Highway to the...
Wait,
that would be awesome.
Why is he smoking a cigar?
The answer to all those questions would just be, why not?
Or or make it like the Gruber brothers. Like the first Predator was his older brother.
Oh, yes.
And he's coming back.
And I would love to see the Predator High Council. You could see like what older Predator looks like. What a fat Predator. Like a big fat
robes,
Predator.
Yes. You know, it sort of looks just like in Star Trek VI when the Klingon High Council condemns Kirk to death. And they're like banging with like a cube. It was a gavel.
I was going to say, that's why I always appreciate and seeing things like the Klingon High Council, because they always had old ones and fat ones.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It was all just right there. Like, you wouldn't get that with Vulcans because they're too disciplined. But Klingons, you could have a fat Klingon.
In everything. Every science fiction shit, you know, not enough old ones and fat ones. Because when I, as a regular degular human, walk around, I see nothing but old ones and fat ones.
Exactly. You
know? They're out there everywhere. Don't tell me they're not out there.
So we add to the body count of this cast by introducing a war veteran.
Oh, right.
What in the world is she doing? And then her beleaguered husband, played by Sam Trammell from True Blood.
And they have a daughter. And this is when we were getting really tired of the war in Iraq 11 years ago.
Right.
Remember that? When we were like, dude, this war is going on way too long.
Yeah.
And it was 11 years ago.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's the longest war in our history, right?
Well, it turned out, dude, she didn't even know it, but she left the Middle East to come home to find war had followed her there.
Yeah. That does not count. Aliens versus predators do not count.
Yeah, that's really more a law enforcement issue.
She came home to find her town gets nuked by the government at the end of this movie. Come on.
Which is pretty great.
We do, back on the Predator ship really quickly, like he kills some aliens. He makes them go away with this blue go-away juice. And then he does do the self-destruct thing. The thing about the self-destruct thing, I feel like it's set up in the first movie. It feels like the only way to activate it is with a sick Predator laugh. Like, that's like the vocal command code. Like, you do the bleep bloops. You do half triangle.
You need the laugh. But wait, that Predator doesn't commit suicide, though.
No, he does.
No, he doesn't. He sets it off, and he runs, and then he jumps. And then, to my surprise, not a regular explosion. Uh-huh. This is, my friends, an implosion.
Yes.
Which is like, holy shit, they have implosion technology? If I had implosion technology,
what would you do?
They would call me the implosion guy. Because I'd be doing it non-fucking stuff. It wouldn't be predators anymore. I would make it so that everyone knows them across the galaxy as implosion. Well, implosionators.
But wouldn't you want to be like the imploder then?
Yes, the imploder. That's that's even better.
You know where you can make a killing? Maybe not so relevant now, but like 20 years ago, you go to Vegas and implode all those old casinos.
You're right.
That'd be great.
Right.
So, I mean, like this woman, the vet, it's just like we see that her daughter doesn't know her and like, you know what I mean? Like it's...
Yeah, she's like favoring the father.
They really go heavy on it though, because I thought like it was a step family situation when she comes back.
Wait.
How do you have a step... How are you a grown human with step family?
No, but like I felt when she goes down to look at the thing.
Yeah.
The night vision goggles.
Yeah.
And she's like, you got these for me?
Uh-huh.
And I was like... That's like something you ask like for like when your dad comes back from business. Like
this
just felt really distant.
Hi, I'm back from business.
War business.
War business.
But it's a level of family drama and like characterization I don't need in a movie that, as far as I remember, is titled Alien versus Predator : Requiem.
Yep.
Keep that shit out of there. I just want 2D skeletons walking around getting killed by aliens.
Well, it's also not like they have like a big moment where they're like talking or anything.
No.
Like it's them running for their fucking lives for most of the fucking movie.
But it's just it's so obnoxious that she's like getting home from war. You know what I mean? Like we're putting a stamp on like when this is taking place in a way that like this movie doesn't need to do.
The stamp is the last 20 years.
All right, it's a big swath that this stamp covers. I don't think they knew that at the time.
No, I don't think we did. What do you call it there? So the John Ortiz is investigating what happened, because now the hunter and the kid are reported missing.
Oh, right. The wife is freaking out. She comes to the local diner. Yeah. I got to tell you, this place, I would love to eat
there. Oh, you're kidding me? Yeah.
Because you know what I think it is?
You'll get yourself a grand slam.
It's a... Exactly, because it's clearly like a bar that has bar food, like lunch until dinner, but you go in there early, they'll give you coffee and some greasy ass eggs. Don't even worry about it.
Sounds fantastic.
Like breakfast at a bar? Absolutely. I did that when last time we were in Portland. My wife and I found a bar that served breakfast. Steve was there.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that place?
That was a great
Holy
place.
Shit.
Steve, you didn't tell me you saw AVB. Andrew versus Breakfast.
Dude, Requiem. That's a show. That is a show I would fucking host.
Dude, pitch it. Pitch it. All
right.
You got three executive producers in the room.
You're going around. You're eating breakfast. and people are fighting you.
Dude, yeah. And then there's a bonus show that you guys could host, like a talk back show.
Uh-huh.
And it's called AVB Requiem, and it's me calling in from the bathroom.
Oh, I see.
Perfect. Yeah. Like what's that situation? Are there nuggets or is it fucking liquid? Right?
Yep. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
The Huevos Rancheros again, huh? Oh, that's great. Oh,
the last time I got fooled by those was in Chicago just a few months back.
So, yes, John Ortiz goes to the woods. There's like a search party kind of a thing. We're looking to further where these people are. The Predator, by the way, so he's like doing all this stuff. He's doctoring all this evidence left and right. He runs afoul of this cop that sees him. He's like, oh shit, I can't go down for this.
Yep. You know? Oh God, it's awesome.
He kills this dude. And he, for some reason, he doesn't. He's got some weird rules I don't understand. Like, if he kills an alien or is trying to get rid of a predator, that's fine. But if he kills a human, he has to skin it.
He has to.
That's what is established in the other films.
Yes.
No, but to Steve's point, he's not doing it to the xenomorphs. And Steve, I think I got an answer lined up for
you. Okay.
Skinning a human being, fairly easy.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think the move, though.
Do it all the time.
Like, look at the fucking predator and look at the xenomorph, man. That's like trying to take apart a lobster. You are going to be there all day getting those shells off. Like, that's what it is. A human, it's like, quick, quick, quick. Pull it off. Hang it from a tree.
All right, today on MasterChef, what your challenge is to skin a predator. It's very, very difficult. I'll show you really quickly. Get extra sharp knives, right? All right. Go for the thorax. Yes. Very clean cuts.
All right, Jamie, let's see what you've done. Oh, damn. You've ruined the cut, the filet. The filet of predator.
This is the most expensive meat you can have. It's an alien from space.
What did I tell you? You stupid motherfucker. You cut around the acid sac. Around it. Fuck. Why am I even in this business?
You could be on AVB, dude.
Oh, my God. Yes.
He could be yelling at you as you're eating. Why are you doing this?
Don't dip the toast in the yolk, you fucking idiot.
That sounds like a pretty damn good move to me.
Ooh, damn.
Damn. Ooh, damn. That's my favorite thing he says on those shows is when he's like, he tastes something, he's just like, damn.
Oh, damn.
And damn is always bad.
Yes.
It wouldn't be, yeah. Oh, damn. That's good.
No, ooh, he's ooh, not capable.
It's a little underdone,
emotions.
Isn't it? It's a little underdone. Oh, damn.
Now, but you're talking about when he's like being polite to like other UK
MasterChef. Oh no, MasterChef!
I thought the American versions he was like a raging asshole.
You're thinking of Hell's Kitchen, my friend.
Yeah,
it's
a different show.
A whole different Gordon, my friends.
Yeah.
This week, it's a whole different Gordon.
He's like Two-Face, dude.
I had to promise my parole officer it would be a whole different Gordon. Let's give it a whirl. Looks like it's back to jail for me.
I burnt the portobello, and then he just started punching. He started punching.
Well, bam. Now you'll get the xenomorph acid. Here we go. All right, Predator. You did a good job. I'll just tell you, you've been cut tonight, but you could work in my kitchen anytime.
Oh, does he really do those?
Wait, are you serious?
Yes, absolutely.
Come
to me for a job anytime,
Predator. Oh, my God, I'm going to get fired in Las Vegas.
Can I tell you the only Gordon Ramsay shit I've seen from his obnoxious empire of television shows is like when he's going into restaurants and like fixing bad ones.
Kitchen Nightmares.
That's probably the best of his empire.
Yeah.
It was literally a single episode is all I've seen of this man. And it was fucking awesome. I got to tell you. It was a thing where it was some like disgusting Long Island sports bar.
Yep.
And
Serving garbage juice?
I presume that this is almost every episode, but it's basically like the restaurant owner like crying and just like, I just don't know what to do. I tried to open a restaurant and I'm doing the best I can, Englishman. And I was laughing.
That is every single episode.
Was
that
I laughing?
Sounds like most of it.
But it was awesome, too, because the entire staff hated the owner.
Oh, right.
So they had to have a meeting one time. And at the staff meeting, all these people were like, listen, Randy, you're a fucking bag of dicks, dude. That's why this restaurant is failing. And this guy had no idea. It was kind of like when they cry on Undercover Boss.
Yes, Randy, you are a bag of dicks.
The fry cook predator. So, yeah, so...
There's a great line around here, because you, Steve, you mentioned we're getting this, the search on for the people.
Yes.
There's a thing where, like, it gets to be the end of the night, and John Ortiz is like, hey, man, listen, it's 2 a.m., we're going to call it a night, we'll get back to it in the morning. And this guy is like, we're not stopping. And he's like, oh, it's late at night, like, come on. And this guy goes, you know, around here... We take care of our own, Sheriff.
Oh, right.
And it's just like, Jesus, dude, just go to bed.
I've lived here for 2 decades,
yeah, John Earl. Ortiz is like, I'm third generation to this town, Earl. You're only second. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's very pointed.
Round here? Where do you think I live, motherfucker?
He's like, you know what, Sheriff? What's that? Ortiz?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I get it. I'll be over here taking care of our own.
For some reason, Ricky and his brother have like a cursing contest in this, like, it's like a bad one-act play.
Yes. He's like, Ricky, what happened, man? What happened to you, Ricky? Oh, is this where he comes into the house and like the shades are all drawn and there's garbage everywhere?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, Ricky don't live clean.
And they go down to the sewer. It's a sewer level now where the turtles are
prehistoric turtlesaurus.
Exactly. The turtles are on hoverboards going through and fighting aliens in that scene, actually.
Oh, that's right. Oh, there totally are xenomorphs in that game.
I hope
somebody got sued at Konami for that.
Didn't a xenomorph get the Rat King?
Yes.
Right in the back of the head.
Dude, that would be lucky for the Rat King.
I just had a thought. Mm-hmm. You know who could totally play the Rat King?
Sure.
Who's that redheaded, noxious guy on The Walking Dead?
Buh.
With the mustache.
You're asking, yeah, the character's name's Abraham.
Yeah, whoever that dude who played Abraham, that dude could play the Rat King like nobody's business.
It's a tall order to get me to know cast members' names on that. Guess what?
I haven't watched that show in 6 years. I'm just saying.
Jeff Dean Morgan?
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got for you.
Well, that's not the guy I'm talking
about. And that guy came in late, too.
Yeah. Who could care? I cannot believe that show's still up.
Here's a question, actually. Crazy. And now we're in loser territory.
Oh, wait. Adam Reedus. What was his name?
Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus.
There you go. Adam Reedus.
Adam. The most loserish question I will ask.
Okay.
Today.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Could a xenomorph get inside of a zombie or what?
Oh.
But that's a question, though, because it's dead flesh.
That is a question.
It's dead flesh.
I don't think we know what the xenomorph needs to sort of, cook.
I think it needs more than brain activity.
You think so?
I think so.
I thought it was like it just needed like a little warm place to lay its head.
You know, I would love one stillborn xenomorph where it doesn't work out right and it pops out and just it's dead immediately.
Yes.
I think that's what would happen. And then the zombie would get up and walk. I think the zombie would win in that situation.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So if xenomorphs ever invaded the world, I think we should orchestrate a zombie outbreak
to fight it.
Yeah, because if we're going to die... We might as well all die, and we might as well take them down with us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It would actually be a pretty awesome visual if you just saw a zombie like shuffling along, and there's a dead chestburster looking like a flaccid penis just hanging out of its chest, and he's just walking down the street. I was still pleasantly surprised seeing how this movie picks up at the end of the last one, because that chestburster is my favorite in all of these movies, because he's the one that looks at the camera and he's like, hello, my baby, hello, my darling, hello, my ragtime gal.
It's literally Spaceballs. It's actually and literally Spaceballs. And so they go down to the sewer. They do meet up with some of these zombies that have the homeless zombies or no, sorry zombies xenomorphs. Now I'm all fucked up.
Homeless xenomorphs?
Well, the xenomorphs aren't homeless anymore.
The xenomorphs make short order of these homeless people down there
who are probably also veterans, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just saying.
This is where that dog came in, though. Because one of the homeless guys has a dog.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
And the xenomorph gets that fucker, too. So they're all dead.
We don't see as... that was my question, too. The kid xenomorph, would that be a smaller xenomorph?
That is a great question.
Would it be runtish, I guess?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think they just need that warm body. The rest is history.
We all kind of just need a warm body from time to time. Gotta lay some eggs.
So the bros are down in the sewer looking for the keys.
This is the Predator. This is finally the Alien versus Predator. The Predator starts really fucking up some aliens.
It's pretty great.
A head knock to two aliens,
which is pretty awesome. Because don't the Doesn't one like have the tongue head like shoot out into the other one or something?
A lot of tongue head in this movie.
Big problem.
A little too much.
Way too much. Mm. We're kind of like, that's our fallback. Like anytime we have to quickly kill somebody, it's just like a quick, like right through the skull and they drop.
You know what's great about this scene or this sequence is I think this is where the Predator sets up a laser net on like one of the sewer.
He
tunnels.
Puts it on like both sides. It's like a laser grid.
He throws one of these things into it.
Yeah,
amazing.
It's awesome. Great and the stuff. Predator, by the way, unconcerned about the acid that's going to be flying all over the place.
Well, that was the thing. Does anybody remember if they are affected by acid in the first one?
They are. They get burned, yeah.
Because remember,
he definitely
at the end,
isn't in
at
this.
Because at the end of the first one, remember the Predator like hilariously builds himself armor out of xenomorph.
Oh, yeah,
because
the
acid falls down on the xenomorph shell and it doesn't burn, and he's like, "Say,
yeah, that sucks."
So they have to build armor to protect themselves. But in this movie, you're right, Cabin. He's getting fucking facialed left and right. Nothing's happening.
He's slaughtering them.
He is like an old timer. You know, he was listening to the police scanner, so he's used to getting squirted in the face and stuff. So he's kind of like hardened to it. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Used to it. You know.
Okay, so like as you get older, if you don't get fat, it hardens into a good carapace.
This city is a toilet. Sometimes I wipe the blood off the seats. Sometimes it's acid. Sometimes I make friends with Peter Boyle in a coffee shop we all hang out at. What do you mean you don't like this movie? I mean, come on. I mean, I paid for the movie. I mean, it's a foreign movie.
They escape the sewer and like, wow, what was that? And this kid goes to work the next day?
Nope. Staying home.
And he meets up with Jesse at work and she's like, hey, I broke up with my boyfriend. I fired him. And he's like, oh, cool.
This dude, man, what luck.
There's some stupid thing where like she's like, you're always staring at me in math class. Like, clock. And she's like, what? And he's like, it's because the clock is near there and I want to see what I get out of math class. And he's like, okay. He's like, hey.
Smooth as fuck.
And she's like, she's like, yo, man, why don't you go swimming with me tonight? We'll go to this pool, blah, blah, blah. He's like, clock.
And then when they get there, she's like, she's very smart here. She stands in front of a clock.
Yeah.
And she takes off her robe to show her undergarments.
Yes.
It's very desirable to the teenage mind. And she's like, you looking at me or you looking at the clock?
Oh, yeah.
Clock. No, you this time. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. It's the clock. I just wanted to see you next to the clock.
I mean, have you seen a clock? Look how cool that clock looks. Look how big it is. That's a cool clock. You're naked?
It's just a really great dichotomy, you and the clock.
She's like having sex with her while looking at the clock.
It's you I really love.
Oh, TikTok. Did you just say TikTok as you ejaculated?
No. No, I didn't buzz her. I mean, Jesse.
But no, so this is, this obviously, like, you know, she gets a really skimpy outfit or just lingerie.
I thought this was a setup for, like, I thought she was put up by the bullies to fuck with this kid.
This is interesting that you guys both thought that because I think there is a film. Maybe we did an episode on it where there is... Oh, wait a second. Oh, I think it's coming to me. I think it's that movie... What was the movie we did last Spooktacular with Gene Simmons?
Oh, Evil Snow?
No.
Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat.
I think Trick or Treat, there's a come to the pool, we'll go swimming.
Yes.
And the dude rolls up and a ton of people are there and he gets like humiliated in some fashion. Oh my God.
Also another great pool humiliation.
Yes.
Hackers. Chud 2?
Hackers.
Oh, Hackers. This is a good one.
But so she's like, you know, in skimpy lingerie, the camera loves it. And the brothers Strauss love it. And the worst part is these dudes break in. They're like, you loser. They start beating him up. She runs for her clothes. This camera follows her ass for like 5 fucking minutes, man.
Well, you know.
Here's my IMDb trivia about that. It's the worst thing in the world. At 43 minutes, Jessie stripping down to her underwear at the school swimming pool is a nod to Ripley stripping out of her uniform in that final confrontation with the xenomorph and alien in 1979.
It's just an attractive woman in undergarments.
It's
in a
nod
movie.
To this, the Brothers Strauss collective boners.
Dude, it's a nod to boners.
Damn.
Damn, you know, I thought this was going to be an homage to aliens. Turned out it was an homage to boners. You can come work for me in Las Vegas.
Did they come to see AVP or AV Boners?
Yes. These are heroes coming to see this movie. They are heroes.
Tonight on Master Film, there'll be 300 firefighters coming to see your film.
They are heroes.
Too much boner. Send it back.
They wanted backdraft. You gave them boner draft. I don't even know what that means.
This is my boner ruler. I've been using it to hit boners for decades now. It was given to me by my great uncle.
Gordon Ramsay's boner ruler, now on Fox.
Here's one of my favorite scenes in this movie.
Please, get us out of here.
Thank you. I'll do my best.
Drive.
They find the cop hanging from a tree, and he's been filleted a la Predator. They take him to the fucking medical examiner's office. This is the fucking best thing ever is the dude. You know you have had a horrendous death when you can impress the medical examiner. Yeah. This dude playing the medical examiner, he's fucking like lifts over the curtain and he's like, wow.
Damn.
Yes. That guy died.
Well, the best thing is because I think John Ortiz is a new sheriff. And like this dude very smartly is like, you are in way over your head.
Yeah, please
like,
call the FBI immediately.
He's like, no, I got it. Like, what do you got? What literally do you got?
Oh, did we finish the sexy swimming? Is that
the sexy swimming? They're beating them up. Yeah. They throw them in the pool, and then an alien pops up and kills one of those kids.
Yes. They all get in the pool.
Yes, everyone gets in the
pool. It's a fun fall into a pool, then a xenomorph like jumps in the water and is kind of like swimming like a shark.
Xenomorphs love to be in water, it seems.
Well, look at them. I mean, you know.
They're very aquatic.
Yeah, they got that. The fucking, like, cone head, you know, it helps you go faster through
the
water.
Do you know how easily I dry out in the sun?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great, like, on top of a hot rock.
Oh, man, xenomorph jerky, dude, can you imagine?
I need wetness, I need moisture. Okay, Steven.
Ew, is it a pool?
It's kind of great, though, because she's just like, this woman, Jess, is like, no! Look out!
Yeah.
And then these dudes start getting decimated by this thing. Jess and Ricky and Gary?
Dale.
Three of them make it out. One dude gets the fucking he gets a little tongue through the head situation.
Well, the funny thing is now we've got an alien in a high school, which I never thought I'd see. And I kind of didn't need to, but it was fine.
Hold on a second. They didn't have mirrors at your high school?
Oh. Wow.
Yes.
Zinged.
Damn.
Oh man.
All right, let's just talk about the ending now.
I mean, like, yeah, I mean, this is kind of where we're going. Like, I mean, well, more stuff happens. We cut to the army lady and her daughter, and she's like, "Mom, there's a monster outside." And she's like, and the dad goes up to the window. He's like, amazing. "No, there isn't." And then a fucking alien gets him,
which is awesome because amazing. So this movie came out the same year that True Blood started. But my mind, like Sam Trammell, like he's just a dude that was on a huge HBO show.
Sure.
So he's getting murdered right here, and I'd seen this only once before, and I was like, "Oh fuck, what a move, killing Sam!" And I was like, "No, he's nobody. Well, that doesn't matter."
Also, you know, he's fucking done for because there's a scene in a diner earlier where Pasquale and the veteran, the soldier, I forget her
Kaylee
name.
Or something.
Kaylee,
like that.
Yeah. Like they like trade a flirty glance.
Oh right,
yeah. You're like, your husband's
right,
fucking
Kevin.
Dead.
We are already setting up the fucking replacement husband slash father. Don't even worry about
cutting back to the diner really quick. The waitress, one of the waitress is like the wife of the guy who gets killed in the woods, and she's very upset, and she's waiting for her sister to pick her up, and like she has this nice scene with the short order cook. Is like, well, Becky, we can always have your at our house. I'm like, oh, it's a nice scene. Like, and like you know this guy's dead. He goes into the kitchen and you hear, oh god,
yeah.
And she goes in there and she doesn't see anything. And then what follows her? Through a saloon door, which is a first for all of the Alien franchise. An alien, a xenomorph, opens a saloon door?
Yeah, that's right. Much like a cowboy did. And he fucking moses in the same way.
Does. It's tremendous. It is why I recommend this movie, to see a xenomorph use a saloon door.
And then this is also, there's a little bit of Jurassic Parking happening right here.
Yeah.
Because the xenomorph gets right down next to this woman's face and is doing like a...
Oh, it's a pred alien, actually, because...
Oh, is it?
It has the special ability, which is not described or anything, where it uses its mouth tongue to go inside this lady's mouth and can impregnate her through the mouth.
Yeah. Oh,
it is a viscerally gross situation.
You're totally right, Steve, and this is where I almost threw up.
Yes.
Because you see, he's like... And it's like... They have the effect of the woman's throat moving, and I was just gagging.
I thought mouth stuff was safe.
It's very much like when Tom and Jerry, when he eats a piece of cheese and his whole body turns into a triangle. it's very gross. So she's pregnant. And apparently the pred alien can, one of its many special abilities, it can get a couple of aliens per body, which is pretty interesting.
Yes, but at first I was like, Hydra aliens?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening here?
I thought that was what was going on, too.
Give me a three-headed xenomorph.
I thought that was happening. I was really like, oh, man,
dude,
here,
a three-headed xenomorph going through a saloon door.
Yes, with three cowboy hats on.
It's too much money, Sadak. We can't do it. No, I need it. It's the dream.
Listen, you want a two-headed xenomorph, Sadak? We can give that to you. But three? Man, you're just insane.
Through a what? A saloon door.
It's just Steve having a midnight conversation with the ghost of Louis B. Mayer.
It can happen. I can get the money.
Can put it all together.
Whatever. So... the aliens go to the hospital for some reason. Well, first there's a power plant sequence, which takes a while.
This is great, because somehow the Predator is aware of, if I knock out all the lights in this town, it'll be some sort of, fair fight or whatever. So, he fucks up this power station. And what's awesome is it's kind of like... The Predator versus the Natural.
Yeah.
Because, all these lights are shooting down in slow motion to the Predator's fuck yeah, admiring the work that he does.
Ba, ba, ba.
Yes! It's kind of... Listen, this movie is a dumb fucking B sci-fi horror movie, but that shot of, sparks and lights falling around the Predator, I was like, that's a pretty good shot.
We don't know his backstory. He could be a retired baseball player.
You know, we should do Predator baseball. That's full contact.
That'd be great. Great to see, right? What is that ball? What does that look like?
It must be a smaller animal.
There's a bunch of spikes on it, too, somehow.
Oh, yeah.
It's you know what they play with? The little spiky thing from Mario.
Oh.
Remember that little spiky turtle?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I'll never play the game after my dad was in the White Sox.
Oh, fuck, dude, a Predator. Steve, how about this? You enjoyed... the pred alien coming through saloon doors.
Okay.
How about a pred alien coming through a cornfield?
Oh, that's exciting.
Right? He walks out with shoeless Joe Jackson right next to him.
It's just this pile of skinned bodies.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, why did you tell me to...
Dude, I would love it, right? So then Kevin Costner's daughter falls off the bleachers and starts choking on that hot dog, and the Predator walks over, right? And then he walks through the Predalien, rather, walks through, and he becomes an old man Predalien, right? And he just looks down at the little girl and just chunk fucking tongue murder.
And Kevin Costner built an underground pyramid under the field.
Yes. And the movie is called Field of Screams.
Yes, I think so. Costner might do that. He's on the downturn these days.
Doesn't That's he very have, true. He's got some show on the Paramount Network.
Oh, yeah. It's awful.
Lordy. Is it awful?
It's awful.
Was it called Mosey or something?
Yes.
No, is it?
No, I mean,
you
is
funny?
It cowboy I'm, shit? I'm
getting, it is cowboy
I'm
shit,
I'm getting
though.
So old when I saw the preview for that. I was like,
I already got Longmire. I don't need another one.
I don't watch
You
Longmire.
Already have Longmire.
Have
My
you,
God.
You've been watching Longmire, dude?
What happened?
Is it good?
It's pretty good.
Starbucks on that, right?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she is.
Katie Sackhoff. Yeah. Are you whittling a chair while you watch that show, or how's that?
I am whittling a pipe. Excuse me.
Okay. I feel like there's one of two ways. Steve is right. There's one of two ways to watch that show. You're either whittling wood or you're fucking tanning leather while watching Longmire.
Well, some of you listen to some of you watch goofy Rambo cartoons when you drink water. Some of us watch. old fucking cowboy shows.
Listen. Yeah, I'll whittle wood as soon as I can pull the TV out onto the porch.
There you go.
How dare you mock what I do for entertainment in my own home cabin?
Then we kind of go to the hospital. There's a lot of like set up weird hospital stuff where like the fucking pred alien is walking around a nursery for a little while.
Yeah, I was waiting for that because listen, that's the thing, dude. All bets are off.
Yeah,
you killed that kid at the beginning. I was like, come on, newborn nursery, let's do it.
That's what I thought. Like in the back of my mind, I'm like, this is a really good movie if the idea is that like we're gonna kill out their young population.
Oh yeah,
like we're gonna kill all the pregnant women.
That's way too it's like much children thinking. Of men. Yeah, no. Way too much thinking.
I don't know. This is a smart monster thing
it is
or
too
whatever
much
the
thinking,
fuck.
But I will say, all these little children shown in this scene, little babies, dozens of them in this room.
Yeah.
Do die at the end of the film when this town is nuked.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's the thing we should mention, right? So Steve says they get to the hospital.
Yeah.
Half of the cast does. There's a thing where they're like, okay, the only way out of the town is by helicopter. Mm-hmm. One helicopter is too far on the other side of town, will never make it. The other helicopter is on the roof of the hospital. So they say, like, all right, we're going to go there. But John Ortiz and a couple of his other buddies are like, no, we got to go to the center of town. John Ortiz has been on the horn with the army.
Uh-huh.
They're sending in backup. We just have to get to the center of town like the general told us. The U.S. government's never lied to anybody, which is a joke in the script.
Yeah.
So they split off, and it's like Stephen Pascal, Ricky, Jess, Rickety Cricket, I think, and then like the soldier mother and the daughter all go in a tank to the hospital. And John Ortiz and a couple other motherfuckers get in a truck and go to the center of town.
The hunter's wife, the hunter's widow, I guess.
I just want to quickly mention right before this, they're in a sporting goods store.
And
Dale's face gets melted by alien blood.
Oh, you're right.
And this bully just fucking just melts.
It's fantastic. It's
really satisfying.
It's what you want to happen to every bully.
It's imagine what I'm imagining this is missing in the cut edition, but I don't know.
Yeah, probably. This is particularly brutal.
Well, because it looked like I was going to get another fucking tongue kill, and I was like, no, don't you fucking dare with this piece of shit.
And then, like, I think the predator shoots him in the head, and then the alien, the goop comes out.
Yes.
The goop.
It's
out.
Pretty great. So that
bully's face is melted down.
Also, who are these like two stoners that run the store?
Because the weird thing about this movie, for the most part, like it is towards the end, it gets a little more indiscriminate. But you know who dies and who's not going to die.
Oh, sure. So you take a look at these two party animals.
Exactly, two party animals. Like, hey, are you stoned? They're like, yes. I'm like, well, you're already dead.
I'm not agreeing with you because there was one death I was shocked by.
It happens at the end. Yes. But you, for the most part, you're like, oh, these are the when Rickety Cricket gets in the thing, you're like, yeah, he's not going to make it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's Rickety Cricket. Just look at him. Well, he is anti making it to end credits.
If you didn't know already, just because you saw the numbers,
yeah,
like he says, but they're like, we have to protect the person who knows how to fly the helicopter. He's like, what is this? The Titanic? Women first? That's sexist. Damn.
Yeah, I was like, that dude's not long for this world
at
all.
Gone.
So we get to the hospital. By the way, the other thing is this general that John Ortiz is talking to on the horn is clearly crooked, and he's clearly going to bomb this fucking town. We keep cutting the shots of like this general looking at blast radius graphs, and it's like, you know, this much of the town, it's immediate destruction. This much town will burn, and then this much of the town's going to have shit like flung at it from the explosion and thus will also be destroyed.
And again, the general is played by Robert Joy, who, by the way, is nobody.
I thought it was Seth Meyers Sr.
he does look like a haggard Seth Meyers, this guy.
They wanted Adam Baldwin, and Adam Baldwin said no. Internet toilet said no.
Yeah. Dude, when the fucking internet toilet flushes you, that's a problem.
Let me ask you a real problem.
Let me
ask you something, producer. Could you show a thing where there's a gay bar right before the nuke goes off? Because if you could do that, I am in for this movie. I'm your colonel.
They apparently want him like reprise his role from, I guess he's in
Predator
2.
For a minute.
Oh, yeah. I thought they wanted to reprise his role as Animal Mother. he secretly was not killed in Vietnam, dude.
Actually, every movie he's in, he reprises his role.
I would say it would be awesome if it was Carl Weathers. Mm. You don't actually see him die in Predator. You do see his arms get cut off, but like he's got no arms.
Robot arms, dude.
Do you see both his arms get cut off in that movie?
I think it may be just the one. Consult the Blu-ray tonight after you guys get the hell out of here.
But you don't necessarily see him actually die.
That's true. Oh, fuck, dude. Carl Weathers with two, like, Jax arms?
Yeah.
If he had two, like, robotic metallic arms?
That would be amazing. It would be something.
Get Bill Duke with a hologram head.
Oh, my God. Stealing from Tank Girl. No thanks.
Yeah, how about make the nuke the ticking clock, make it known, and then have, like, the government send in, like, this one guy who dealt with them before. You know, if it's not... Dutch, it's Carl Weathers or someone.
I mean,
so just send me a beefcake.
You're totally this right.
Government issued beefcake.
How in any of these movies have we not had a reprisal of any of those? Like,
because they offer no money, I bet.
I guess so. But like, man, I feel like around that time though, Arnold had like, was he still governor?
No, he was governor up until like 2010 or 11.
Was he? Okay, so that I guess was out of the question.
But Danny Glover will do a fucking bit for it. I mean,
Danny Glover was in contention, but I think probably money fell through or something like that. He did that Saw movie probably for nothing.
That's true.
Right. I mean,
when was Royal Tenenbaums?
Oh,
that's 2001.
That's earlier.
Yeah. 2001.
Sorry. Yeah.
My apologies. That was the start of our forever war.
So yeah, they're in the hospital. Rick and Trigger gets like mauled by a bunch of aliens pretty violently.
It's not half bad.
And this is the kill that Chris was shocked by, and so was I. We're going down a corridor. It's the people who are left are Kelly, who's the mom, the girl,
Jesse.
Her daughter.
Yeah. The little girl.
The little girl. Her daughter. Yeah, Kelly. Her daughter. Jess, who's the love interest for Ricky, and the other guy, whatever his name is. And you're like, okay, I see what this is. This is our last cast. And out of nowhere, this fucking thing comes and impales Jess.
Slices it right in half.
It's pretty amazing. It's violent. It's really weird. And it comes out of nowhere. And like, this guy's like, no, Jess!
Well, because I was certain like they're making it and they're like the next generation that lives on. And probably Dallas is going to fucking... die at some point.
We do have to say Dallas sucks. You can't say Dallas.
It's such a stupid name. It's I apologize to anyone out there named Dallas for being named Dallas. No, I mean,
it's a bad nod to Alien. It's a bad nod to Alien.
Oh,
that's Tom Skerritt's character.
Yes, you're totally right. Oh, that fucking stinks.
Yeah,
but it's also
I didn't
annoying.
Even think about that. Yeah, that fucking really stinks. Wait, movie.
Don't make me hear Dallas nonstop. And also, You're this is the character that's built up to be cool.
Yeah. Because
he's an ex-con,
mm-hmm.
kind of coming back to town.
Leather jackets
mysterious
everywhere.
Past.
Well, Dallas
named
is
Dallas.
He's filled with references.
Yeah.
Like, on top of him being named after Skerritt,
he
totally says, when they're in the hospital, he says, we have to get to the chopper. He yells, get to the chopper.
When they're on top and Ricky, when he's going to sacrifice himself, he says, get to the chopper. It's exactly like the fucking...
unforgivable. It's an unforgivable character, and I understand now why people don't like this film.
And he gets the Predator gun, and he's just using it. It's like, cool, I know how to use a Predator gun. Like, no, that you can't.
It's like the side cannon that falls off of Mr. Wolf, I guess, the cleaner.
Harvey Keitel drops his Predator gun.
No, that's why they called him Wolf, was because of Pulp Fiction.
Really?
Yes.
No, come on.
And that's cleaning up the crime scene. That is really fucking stupid.
Now listen here, everybody. You can't just be making shit up on IMDb and putting it down as trivia.
That's fair.
Where is the... You gotta cite fucking sources, man.
Yeah, you gotta get in there. You gotta get the little bits of skull and brain out, and you gotta wash it. You gotta wash it hard. I mean, you gotta clean it all.
Not enough Predators taking trophies in this movie.
Yeah.
Well, where is all the fucking skull cleaner?
Human pelt, I guess. Well, my theory with that is this dude is like, oh, we're a fucking alien outbreak? Yeah, all right. I got fucking 7,000 of those skulls at home. And then he gets down to Earth and he's like, oh, I never fucking killed a guy before. It's like, well, I better fucking bring one pelt back so I can fucking turn it into leather while I'm watching Longmire. With the Predator version of Longmire.
Oh,
Predator Cowboys.
Oh, this taste is horrible. Oh, how can they do that? Oh, that's disgusting. I'm never going to cook a baby again.
Don't the Predators in Predator 2 get like Ruben Blades, like, don't they get his fucking skull bleached?
They do. Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of the cooking babies, human meat, human meat.
Yeah.
Quick question. I don't know if anyone knows this. Because, like, humans are supposed to be like pork. So that means, like, you can't do, like, medium rare, right? You got to do, like,
you got to cook it all the way through.
You got to cook it all the way through. You can't do, like,
I don't think you can stimp on that.
Okay.
You do want the skin to be crispy, though, so you want to leave it on the grill for a long time.
You've got to put the broiler on at the end.
You do the skin side down for the most of it, and then turn it for like the last 20, 10 seconds.
And then if you want to do it really right, though, dude, then you take it out, you give it another like 20 mins in the oven, like 375.
Right.
Dude, that's the zombie filet.
We do need to talk about the pregnant women because...
Oh, yeah, this is another disgusting part of this movie.
The pred alien, like... And I don't know, like, I feel like the last thing aliens should be doing is messing with pregnant women. That thing is full. There's too much going on in there. You know what I mean?
I think that this pred alien just likes making out with babes.
All right. That's also entirely possible.
Oops, I didn't mean to get you pregnant with my babies.
It's so disgusting. It's just like he goes into this room and there's like four pregnant women there and he's like, ha-cha-cha.
Excuse me, could you not kink shame me? I just happen to like pregnant ladies more.
It's disgusting because then their bellies explode and there's all these aliens coming out of them.
By the time the human characters get into this room, it looks like a fucking slaughterhouse in there, man. It is horrifying.
It's a mess. they do get to the roof. Kelly knows how to fly the helicopter. She's doing it. And Stephen Pasquale's like, look, everybody, I'm going to heroically sacrifice myself because I'm the white guy. Oh, I think, by the way, Ricky gets like shanked by an alien tail at some point.
Yes, but they totally miss the heart.
Yeah, so he's like injured. And we're fighting. He's like blasting everybody excellently with this gun.
Yeah.
The predator who you think is dead, he falls down an elevator shaft, comes up at the last second, and starts murking more people. And now it's finally the pred alien versus predator. You know, it's a big showdown.
It's a big showdown. It's a big fight to the death.
And he like throws down all his weapons. He's like, all right, let's do it, baby.
I love that the predator is just like, fuck this. It is go time. No
it's
weapons,
like the
dude.
End of Lethal Weapon.
Slaps only, dude. Slaps only, like GoldenEye. Slappers only.
Well, no, and like Gary Busey, fucking the aliens all teeth.
Well, no, you know what? The thing is, what happened?
It does start raining. Yep. Isn't it raining?
Yeah, it's raining. Oh, yeah.
There was a predator whip at one point.
With that predator whip, dude? Talk about king shaming fucking predator whips.
What happens is why the predator does throw down his guns and he's ready to take his own life, really, is he got a message on his little armband from the Predator High Council. We know you're on Earth. From your pension is now discontinued.
Dude, we've cleared your bank account.
We're foreclosing on your house.
That stunt you pulling out of here, breaking through that hull. It's coming out of your fucking account, motherfucker.
The Predator High Council sends him like a video, and it's his fucking ex-wife and son getting executed in the town square. Whoa. It's like, well, buddy, you have nothing left to live for now.
That's crazy.
One last go. Might as well kill this thing that I'm kind of, you know, related to and save these people I could eat and rule over.
There's another bullshit part around here. Stephen Pasquale takes out the last alien before this fight happens, and he has a fuck you and shoots it in the head.
Yeah.
But this is another case of this thing's head explodes. Yeah. Where is the acid all over this dude's face?
Absolutely.
Does anybody remember when this came out? Was it released did it have an option to see it in 3D?
No, it was not.
No.
Because this shot, like when he says fuck you and shoots the xenomorph in the head, that fucking skull comes up to the camera and then like falls back a little. And I was like, was this supposed to be 3D? Oh, ew.
No, it's just badly made.
As the helicopter's going off, the alien, the predator, like he uses Wolverine claw.
He takes helmet removal, by the
way. Yes, and goes right through the alien, and that kills both of them, kind of a thing. Oh, no, and actually at the same time, the predator tongue goes
uses a whip, I believe. He was tail.
No, the tail goes through.
Tail.
The
tail.
Pred alien's tail goes right up and through the torso of Mr. Predator Wolf.
Right as the helicopter goes off. By the way, in the middle of town square, John Ortiz is like, yo, is that a rescue coming or what? Man, there's a lot of aliens over here.
It's so awesome.
The coats are by the back.
The dude, this fucking general is like, Sheriff, we're about 10 minutes out. And he's like, okay, good. And it's fucking awesome because they look up when this the help gets there.
Yeah.
And it's just they see this one stealth bomber, and you can see the look of John Ortiz. He's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And this dude drops two fucking missiles on this town square.
But you know what? That's perfect, because at least now he doesn't have to hear the told you so's.
Yeah, he's been incinerated, so it's fine.
Great way to wrap this up, and realistic.
That's yeah. true, dude. Well, the government would fucking salt this dirt, dude.
Dude, there's fucking xenomorphs. Yes, you bet. I hope I vote for people because they will fucking nuke a town infested by xenomorphs.
It's
I'm
like
sorry.
The town in
somebody needs to make the Dreamcatcher.
Yes,
somebody needs to make the hard decisions. I'm sorry. Look, this cannot come to me.
Yep. Are we sure this isn't a Godzilla situation where the fucking nuke is going to give more powers to the aliens?
We're not talking nukes, Cabin. We're just talking a couple of bombs. Just drop that shit down.
Oh, no, these are nukes, dude.
It looks like a nuke.
Are they nukes?
Yeah.
Oh, how shit. I mean, if it's an alien fucking epidemic, yeah, you nuke the thing.
I think it's. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, but you wouldn't need a nuke to do that, man. These things can be shot with guns.
Yeah, but we're America. We go big. We go big, baby.
Just one A-bomb. Can't hurt anyone.
So they crash. Because of the nuclear fallout, they crash. They get picked up by the military. The military steals. They steal his gun. They steal his Predator gun.
Oh, Stephen Pasquale had the Predator gun.
Yeah, he was like going to hawk that shit on eBay. That's his retirement fund, dude.
Yeah, you have 6 days to bid on this alien firearm.
I was waiting for a twist here where the military just guns them down.
Yes,
I that would have been awesome, dude. Been great,
yeah. Well, yeah, I had a bunch of insurance. It all burned up. Sorry, I actually had 3 houses. I didn't come from jail.
I did not come from jail. So the stinger here is really stupid.
Oh, it's stupid as fuck.
It's Robert Joy as this general who is like 3 lines and like he goes up to this woman.
2 of the 3 lines are we'll be there in 10 minutes.
Yeah, he's like the pizza tracker. And he goes up to this lady and he's like, here's the gun. Miss Yutani.
And Weyland Yutani, the company from the Alien franchise. Like, fucking fuck you, dude.
We've never seen... This is the only mention of Yutani in this entire... Even in Prometheus, it's all Weyland.
Yeah, but
I mean,
like...
obviously, this has nothing to do with Prometheus, clearly. But I mean, like...
No, but like, you're right. It's a stupid thing to shoehorn in. Also, because like...
It doesn't
when
mean
When we
anything.
Get to Alien, it's not like they have... Like, Tom Skerritt's not walking around with a fucking Predator blaster.
Oh my god, Tom Skerritt dressed up like the Predator. He's like, thank goodness Alien versus Predator happened. Now I can make short work of these aliens.
That fucking character is just walking down... That Dallas is walking around with a fucking pack of cigarettes. That's what he's armed with.
Maybe I can kill these aliens with a nice Towns Van Zandt tune.
It's just so dumb, and it's just like... It's a thing for the fans, and I think for the fans, things are okay.
Sure.
But not when they make no goddamn sense.
They make no sense. Well, because actually the last line is like, well, she's like, oh, yeah, these things don't belong on this world. And then he goes, well, I guess they're not made for this world, are they, Miss Yutani? Like, what are you even setting up?
It's a movie that's going to be called Space Guns.
Yeah, one for Space Guns.
Oh, yeah.
I would totally go see Space Guns. You kidding me?
Yeah, one adult and one child to see Space Guns.
I didn't see 2 guns. Still haven't.
No, but you don't
Space
have to see those.
Space Guns.
2 guns?
That's Mark Wahlberg and Denzel Washington.
Oh, what the hell was I thinking of with Ryan Phillippe and Benicio
Del Toro? The Way of the Gun.
Oh, pardon me.
Which I will see. Which I did see.
Yeah,
you will see.
No, I did see it.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. It's just Christopher McQuarrie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, is 2 Guns a sequel to Way of the Gun? Yeah, Mark, it is.
Oh, shit, I'm playing Ryan Phillippe's character. Fuck. Yo, it looks like that bro works out.
Dude, ironically enough, you say that. You know who plays Shooter in the USA series?
It's Ryan Phillippe.
It's all full circle. Shooter McGavin. Oh, wait, no, you mean the Mark Wahlberg movie with Danny Glover to bring it all back around to Predators.
Oh, nice. A little bit shoehorned, but I'll take it.
We should call this show IMDb Funhouse, shouldn't we?
Right, we should be the failing IMDb
Funhouse. IMDb Funhouse. IMDb Funhouse.
Get back here with my trivia.
Website trivia works for me. And yeah, that's the end. We end on that fucking dumb... And it's not even a stinger. That's like the end of the movie.
Yes, it's just the proper end of this movie, I guess.
Which also, you know what that reeks of, though.
Sequel setup?
That's a fucking sequel setup,
oh,
my
oh,
friend.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and then we fucking flushed the toilet at the box office, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, they also released this movie on Christmas Day.
Oh, like, that's right. I forgot about
what are
that.
You thinking? Oh, what are you talking? This is an August 5th, if there ever was an August 5th.
That's like, you know what that is? That is a cocaine decision. That is what that is. That is, let's go big, motherfucker. We're going on Christmas. This is the biggest fucking movies of the year.
Was this a Fox film? Did Fox put this out?
Fox put this out.
What a fucking Duke catastrophe.
What a blunder. Of course that fucking, of course Disney ate them alive. I mean, not rightfully, but Christ.
What are
Christmas
you fucking
Day
thinking?
For an alien movie? That makes no fucking sense.
Now that you're saying that, it's all rushing back to me. And I remember 10 years ago making fun of that decision. Oh, fuck. That's the movie, though. Would anybody recommend it?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. A lot of cool deaths. No characters to speak of. Not that really matters. I would like some like interesting screen presences to bounce some of these fucking cool deaths off of. Even get Tom Atkins, for Christ's sake.
He'd do it. He would get the job done.
But yeah, it's a recommend for me.
Yeah, light recommend. I could see this potentially being a hangover movie.
Sure.
If you're, yeah, it's a little loud because they do get the booms when they're like coming in from space. But other than that, I mean, yeah, total recommend.
Yeah, I do think it's fun. I think it improves upon the original. I've got it, by the way. I think this is it.
You're
I think
totally
this is
right.
The one that's better. This is better than AVP. We don't have someone trying to romance one of these creatures.
That's great.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
And it's not boring. That was the biggest crime of AVP 1 for me, is I found it pretty boring. And this is like kind of nonstop insanity. Yes, it's too dark. I've read your comments. The film is very lit, very dark.
Yeah,
a lot of people
complained like
about that. But I had a fun time watching it. So yeah.
It's a fucking 200% recommend for me, man. I saw this movie a few years ago. On like our off time, we played a show in Chicago, and there was some off time, and I just got a screening of this in, and I was having a fucking ball.
Was that right after AVB?
It probably was, to tell you the truth. Yeah, we were eating at the Golden Apple Diner, and then I went back and watched AVB.
I'm surprised you didn't go Christmas Day. You didn't hit the theater with you and your dad?
Did you eat Christmas? I mean, did you eat breakfast Christmas time?
Oh, ABC, dude. Andrew versus Christmas? Get some turkeys in that thing.
I would say that this is a hangover movie. Why I love it is it's just a slasher movie
with
fucking alien gleep-glops doing the killing.
Yep.
Like, you put in Jason Voorhees, it's just a fucking slasher movie.
It's actually, it's not really true to either franchise, where the first one's trying to do both at the same time, but also turns into a bad like adventure movie. This is just, to your point, a slasher movie. It's not trying to do either.
No, and you know, I honestly think it would be a good hangover movie because you don't have to pay attention to diddly ding dong dick, dude. There is nothing going on in this movie except cool kills and explosions and fucking pred tech. I want more of that Predator homeworld, though. That is a huge problem for me. I had a big like, dude, you show me that, and it's like, and then nothing.
Maybe that happens in that Predator.
Or also,
Predator.
I mean, you know, Netflix has a lot more invisible money. they could make a Predator series where it's not.
Man, that is AVP, Aliens versus Predator, Requiem, directed by Zabrothers Strauss, Colin and Greg. If you want more We Hate Movies, check out WHMPodcast.com. You can find us over on the HeadGum Network also. And for more content, check out Patreon.com/WeHateMovies. Right. We got a fucking raucous Ready Player One episode going this month. Star Trek shows, Animation Damnation, we're talking droids.
Yes, Star Wars : droids, which is... turns out to be a fantastic tune. So there's going to be an episode on that. And
our
Star Trek show, The Nexus, this month we're talking about A Taste of Armageddon for TOS, and we'll always have Paris for TNG.
Oh shit, there it is.
A romantic, sexy episode.
Finally, I get fucking laid almost.
Take this uniform off.
Steve Sadek, what are we talking about for next week on the program?
We are doing the remake of The Stepford Wives.
Ooh, yeah, this was a fucking...
2004?
We're in Whatcom County, right? He's in that movie a lot?
He's the one in charge of it all.
Matthew Broderick's trying to get to the bottom of the mystery, man!
So until next week with the Stepford Wives remake, I'm Andrew Jupin,
Steven Sadek,
Chris Cabin,
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.